This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now back to our exploration of the fractured media. The growth of options on TV and the internet has changed the way we consume culture. Take music videos. MTV has pretty much ditched them because videos are all over YouTube. But music videos are still the heart and soul of the TV show 106 in Park on BET. NPR's Zoe Chase reports that the show's focus is on a specific fragment of the broader audience, young fans of hip-hop.
13-year-old Zakiya Radney Turner just got home from school.
I get a lot of homework and stuff, so it's fun when I get to go home, get my food, lay back, turn on the TV, and instead of like I'm at a party.
Welcome back to the show. You're watching BET's 106 in Park.
Zakiya goes to North Star Academy in Newark, New Jersey. Her class of eighth graders is going to tell us why 106 in Park is appointment watching. First, Shaquan Nelson explains he likes the feeling of being in a crowd.
A dance, you doing it by yourself is just boring. Three people is boring. 100 is kind of fun.
Now if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
You're seeing people out there dancing with you, and you know that somebody out there looks on that show just like you do, and you're doing the same dance that they're doing.
Second, 106 in Park is really just for young people. As Imani Johnson gently points out, it's a safe place to escape from the cynicism of the over 21 set.
Old and middle-aged, they always criticizing our music. Like my mother, she always saying, I can't understand what y'all saying and all this other stuff. So it's constant for us.
But all this, the party, the escape from old people, doesn't account for 106 in Park having its highest rated month ever in November. Possibly the most important reason 106 in Park is so popular is that it's on BET.
African-American culture and African-American trends and African-American lifestyle.
Terrence Jenkins is the co-host.
You know, it is BET. It is Black Entertainment Television. And there's no other place on TV that caters to us at the end of the day.
Think about
if you go to MTV, VH1, or you turn to Channel E.
Jamad Thomas is 13.
You don't really see that many shows where you can see your own people, African-Americans, having fun and have a lot of positivity.
Jamad feels like he has to go to BET if he wants to see Black teenagers front and center on television. Now, to be clear, it can get a little racy on 106. Songs like Birthday Sex regularly appear on the countdown. But on Freestyle Friday...
Guys, here are the rules. There are no cursing, no foul language, no sexually explicit lyrics.
And you do see a diversity of faces and styles on the show, though not of ages. The oldest person is probably Eminem, who's 39.
What up to the freshmen? Hey, no.
Amateur rapper Blind Fury has dominated the last 4 weeks. This kid would stand out in most crowds, a blind, white, adroit rapper in a red Yankee cap from rural South Carolina.
Really want to talk, I'm killing with the blind. Everybody be wanting to see me killing with the rhyme. I'm going to come through and I'm going to get in my mind. Everybody want to see me in the street and I'm going to grind.
The common denominator on 106 in Park is hip-hop. If you don't like commercial hip-hop, you probably won't like this party. But if you do, and you're in eighth grade, you might feel like this party is just for you. Zoe Chase, NPR News.